For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly is with me now, though. Minister, you're welcome to the show. Tell me a little bit about this online health task force.
Thanks, Kieran. Yeah, today we've launched, I guess, what is a new phase in a public health approach to keeping children safe online. And we've announced three things today. One is €1 million a year for an awareness campaign to keep parents and educators, guardians, young people up to date on the kind of harms that have been caused, the kind of things that can be done about that. That's the first thing. The second thing is additional funding for cyber-safe kids. They provide really important in-school education and support. And then the third is what you just referenced. I've set up an online safety task force, and we're taking, it's a multidisciplinary group. It's a really strong group. They're going to describe the full range of harms that are being done. And it's very broad. It's broader than certainly most of the parents I talk to. The range of harms being done, the depth of the harm being done is more extensive, I think, than most of us realize. They're then going to spend time looking at what's causing these harms, devices, different types of content, the algorithms, the recommender systems. And then they're going to provide recommendations for a radical step forward in terms of online safety. Ultimately, it boils down to this, Kieran. We know that children are not safe online. We know the parents cannot be expected to deal with this on their own. We know that the online platforms won't do this on their own. And so we're taking another step now to make sure that children are safe, because we want children to be able to go online, but we want them to be safe when they're online.
So is this going to inform this task force policymakers, or is it going to inform, you know, parents and teachers and others dealing directly with kids? Who is it going to be reporting to, in other words?
The task force will report into me, it'll report into government. But really what it's looking at is what type of guidelines are needed for parents, for guardians, for children, for educators. What additional legislation might we need? What technical supports are needed? So, for example, there are apps you can get to limit screen time and to have age-appropriate, some kind of filters on devices for children. But, you know, they cost money. Not all parents can afford them. Not all parents know how to work them. They do take a lot of time. So the expert group's going to look right across the board and say, what are the kind of supports parents and guardians need? What guidelines do they need? What extra legislation should we bring in? What technical tools are needed as well?
And how confident are you then that you can do something with all of this? Because you'll be well familiar with the spectre back in March of your cabinet colleague and your Fianna Fáil colleague, Norma Foley, having invited all these tech companies in to talk about safeguarding kids in schools. And, well, an awful lot of the companies, I don't think, bothered to show up. X, Amazon, Snapchat, Epic Games, EA Games, Disney, Netflix, they never bothered to show up. And those that did, a lot of them turned around when she said, we need robust age verification. They said, no, we're just happy with a kind of a tick box thing.
Yeah, of course they are. My view is,
it was actually borderline, I thought, insulting to a senior cabinet minister, their attitude.
Well, more importantly, it was insulting to every person in Ireland, to all of the parents who are worried and to all of the children who need to be kept safe. So, you know, ministers, we've got pretty thick skin, but who they're really insulting is young people and parents. My view is we are past now having polite conversations. We're past asking or expecting online platforms to do the right thing. Some of them have made some efforts, but lots of them haven't. They're very well aware of the harm that they are causing, their products and services are causing to young people. We're at a really important moment. Ireland is taking a leading role in Europe in terms of having domestic legislation. We have a very strong media safety commission, and Minister Catherine Martin deserves great credit for leading out on this piece of legislation. There's a new binding code is going to come into effect shortly, in a matter of months. We're waiting to hear back from Europe. And that's going to give Ireland real legislative teeth to start sanctioning the companies with very, very large fines. And then the Digital Service Act came into, it was passed late last year, but as a result, there are now several active investigations into these companies. And what we're doing is saying we fully support that. We think that's exactly the right thing to do. And we're taking a public health approach. And we're saying, look, when we found out, not when we found out, when people before our time found out that cigarettes were profoundly bad for you, they took action. You know, we have safety measures in place and supports in place around tobacco and vaping and alcohol and other and other things. And we need to do the same here.
Is it needed? What I mean by that, the task force is I'm not suggesting some intervention is unnecessary, but there's probably not an academic institution in the world that hasn't carried out research into the harms that people, young people in particular, are exposed to online and what should be done about it. You know, is it not time for action rather than setting up what some might see as just a talking shop for a while?
It is, and it absolutely is, Ciarán. It is time for action. And there's legislative action being taken, as I was saying, with the Online Safety Commission. So that's happening. The funding to CyberSafe Kids, they'll start using that immediately. The funding for the awareness campaigns, that's going to happen immediately. So those things are happening, and I fully agree. What the task force is going to do, it's not going to reinvent the wheel. It's not going to do primary research. But what we need to do is we need to gather up all of the evidence we have and be able to communicate really succinctly here in Ireland to young people, to parents, to educators and to others about the full range of harms being done. I talk to parents about this a lot. And, you know, typically parents are aware of online bullying. They might be aware of, you know, glamorization of eating disorders and things. But a lot of them aren't aware about the platforms encouraging violence against women, encouraging sexual violence against women. They may not be fully up to speed on the encouraging of young people to harm themselves and these things. The first thing we're going to get this group to do is pull all of this together, because we have an obligation to let parents know just how wide ranging these are. And then critically, they're going to come back with recommendations. And what I've asked them to do is to be radical. We have to take a decisive step now, in line with what Catherine Martin is leading on, to say we've had enough. We asked you to do the right thing. You didn't do the right thing, and now we're going to do it our way. We're going to do it through legislation and enforcement.
What's a radical intervention in your mind? Because you talked about fines there, but Amazon, who were one of those companies that snubbed the meeting with Norma Foley, their market cap at one stage in the summer, now it's come down a little bit, was I think over $2 trillion.
They're in other
words,
well funded.
I mean, I don't know how much you can find them, but whatever it is, it's going to be almost inconsequential to a company like that.
Well, here's the good news. So the Digital Service Act and our own domestic legislation can levy fines based on a percentage of global turnover. So in fact, their greatest strength, which you've quite rightly just identified, is their vast wealth and power. The legislation is turning that into their greatest weakness. Because if they start getting fined based on the percentages of the kind of money that you've just said, that changes the conversation. But you know, we can go further. And again, this is within the legislation. There's a wide range of criminal sanctions that can be taken. So yes, fines, but we have to begin looking at criminal sanctions against these firms as well. If they are knowingly harming children, which I am absolutely, the evidence is absolutely clear that at least some of them are knowingly harming children, and they're refusing to make their product safe for children, I think we're in the realm of criminal action. One of the other things I want to do, Ciarán, is if they don't very quickly make their product safe, I believe we need to bring in proper age verification. The good news is our own domestic law, the Online Safety Act, already contains measures for that. And the new binding code is going to contain measures for that around things like gambling and pornography to the age of 18. What I'm saying from a public health perspective is we can go further and we can address this wide range of harms that are being done.
How would you impose more robust age verification?
I'm in favour of what the Online Safety Commission team are going to do. So what they're saying to the different platforms is you have different technologies, you have different customer bases, you have different ways that your customers interact. So you can decide. You can do very old fashioned things like, you know, passports or you know, official ID, or you can do new things with AI and facial recognition. We're not, you know, we will leave it to you. You're kind of clever high tech companies. You can decide how to do it. What we're going to do is we're going to check that it works. And if it doesn't work, we have very, very large fines that we can levy against you.
One of our listeners has texted in, we don't need a task force. We need parents to step up and supervise what their children are doing online. If a primary school child has an internet-enabled device, many parents have no idea what they are seeing. Schools always run internet safety talks and invariably only attended by a handful of parents. And Kev makes a similar point. I've one word when it comes to phones and screens and the destruction they are causing and will cause into the future. And you can say it over and over again, parenting, parenting, parenting. Not a popular view, but it is my view. Does Kev have a point?
We need to make sure parents have the information and the tools. Parents will always do right by their children. They will always work to keep their children safe. CyberSafe Kids published a really important report yesterday, and I'd encourage...
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.